For years, students in the Upiat School District were already following an unofficial subsistence calendar, meaning they just wouldn't show up to classes during bird hunting season in the spring and moose hunting season in the fall. To Scott Ballard, the superintendent, it made sense to change the school year so that it wouldn't interfere with those activities. The small school district comprises only three villages, Tuluksec, Akyak, and Akyachuk. When Ballard first began the process of changing the school district schedule, he thought it'd be pretty straightforward.
And so we thought, hey, it'll be a slam dunk. We'll petition the Commissioner of Education. He'll give us the waiver and we'll be done with it. But it was not simple at all.
Instead, Ballard says it took months of phone calls. Ballard morphed from superintendent into activist as he worked to earn support from state senators and representatives. He negotiated with the Department of Education and its commissioner. Finally, in April, the department approved the waiver for a subsistence calendar. To Ballard, all the effort was worth it.
We think it's going to really benefit our students, and it's going to get our communities connected to the school instead of seeing the school as kind of this alien institution that occupies their village that promotes Western values and Western instruction.
The change is simple. Instead of August through May, school will only be in session from September to the end of April. To make up the time lost, 30 minutes of instruction are added to each day. There's also an optional 2-week summer school in August, which incorporates subsistence activities. The change is all part of a decades-long board initiative to center Yupik culture in their educational goals and curriculum. Here's Moses Peter, a Yupik School District board member from Tuluksec.
We don't want our future generations to forget who they are, and we want to educate them about our ancestors and how they survived in this harsh environment.
That effort goes beyond changing the rhythm of the school year. It means incorporating Yupik culture into everything that they do. Woody Woodgate, the federal programs director for the Yupik School District, said the district tries to match traditional cultural activities with state educational standards. The summer school this year was a fish camp organized by the district. According to Woodgate, the kids loved it.
As far as they knew, they were just coming out and having a blast. They had a chance to do all kinds of activities. They sat around and drank IFP tea, tundra tea. They heard stories from elders and community members.
The district is already incorporating activities like fishing, hunting, and gathering into their curriculum for the rest of the year as well. They're also studying other issues important to the community, like science labs on river erosion. Moses Peter, the Yupik School District board member, believes it's the best way for kids to learn. It's how he learned. When he was growing up, his parents would pull him out of the BIA school he attended to bring him to spring camp. Here's Moses again.
And that's where we learn. The natural environment was our education. How to survive. How to get along as a village, as a whole village.
Ballard and the board believe centering Yupik culture should permeate every aspect of the school, from the topics students study to the meals they eat. If students are excited about what they're learning and eating salmon they caught instead of chicken nuggets for lunch, Ballard believes they'll be happier and more engaged in education. If students are happier, then teachers are happier, which makes it easier to keep teachers around.
We're striving for every child, when they get up in the morning, as much as possible, is going to look forward to coming to school.
This is the district's first year operating under subsistence calendar. Ballard says they'll be able to assess if the change increased attendance and student engagement by the end of the school year. In Bethel, I'm Will McCarthy.